Welcome back to Stephen Minister Training. Today we're going to talk about the topic of distinctively Christian caring. There's two parts to this module, so we'll cover one now and we'll have another session after this one on the second part of this particular module. If you think about it, we've come along the way now with three different lessons that we've covered. One covering the person of the caregiver, what Christian caregiving is about. And then we went into feelings, yours, mine, and ours, and another skill very important to Stephen Ministry, the art of listening. Now we're going to talk about, as I said, some topics that qualify this type of caregiving as distinctively Christian. In this first half of the program, the topics we're going to cover include God as the cure giver, God's constant presence in our caring relationships, Christian tools that we'll use in those caring relationships as caregivers, and prayer. In addition, we'll make the distinction, a very important distinction, between servanthood and servitude. So we're going to begin on page 67 in your Stephen Minister Training Manual. That's where the presentation outline is for Distinctively Christian Caring, Part 1. One thing I'd like to add, today, as you may recall, the only preparation that I asked you to take with you, the book that I asked you to take with you is the book, Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life. So the class is looking at this book carefully, and so I'm going to be speaking and lecturing from different parts of the book, which at this point you have read, cover to cover. Hopefully you found it very enlightening and helpful to really understand what caregiving is about from a Christian perspective. Now, next week, we're going to be going into part two of this same module, and the topics covered in that class will be reaching spiritual depths, building prayer, and using the Bible. Those are some of the topics we'll be covering. So let's get started. The goal today for everyone in the class is to become more distinctively Christian in caring and relating. Okay. Our devotion begins when we consider the night before Jesus was crucified, before he suffered. He washed the feet of his disciples and he said, "A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." Taken from John 13, verse 34. So opens our lesson for today. Washing the feet is an act of pure servanthood. And then Jesus told his disciples to go out and to do what he had done, to serve other people. "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." John 13, 35. So how does this all relate to Stephen Ministry? Well, I think you know the direction we're heading. As a Stephen minister, you will show Jesus' love and compassion by laying aside your needs, your own personal needs, your own personal needs of your life for an hour each week, so that you can fully care for someone else's emotional and spiritual needs. So it's 1 hour each week with a person who needs help in the area of emotional and spiritual concerns. So we're following Jesus' example of love, which is the essence of distinctively Christian care. We've been reading Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, the book I alluded to earlier. It's a book about providing that level of care and love. Now, we've been reading this book for over the past few weeks, so you're pretty familiar with the material at this point. In this class and the next, we're going to be exploring several important ideas from that book. digging into content and building on it. And the book was authored by the Reverend Kenneth Hauck, who is, of course, the founder of Stephen Ministry. He's written some really good material on the topic of caring ministry. And so well worthwhile, very good reads, all of his books. And we'll read a couple more before we're through. I'd like to start with the opening prayer. Almighty God, thank you for the blessing of your love for us, love that let you to set aside yourself to meet our very real needs and provide for our redemption, healing, and transformation. You ask us now to share that love with others, and only with your help can we truly do so. Please work in us and through us, guiding us in effective Christian caring, while we rely on you to provide healing and growth in ourselves and in those that we serve. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, first concept, God as caregiver. Sounds pretty elementary and pretty fundamental, and it is. And I think intuitively we kind of, you know, say, well, yeah, I understand that. Of course he is. I can't cure. And yet it's somewhat surprising at times how we all kind of fall into that trap of thinking that we can actually fix someone else's deep-rooted problems. I think part of that stems from the concern we have as humans to try to give compassion and hope to people who are going through significant problems in their lives, crisis. And yet, it's something we have to be on guard against because we don't have the power to cure, only God does. So in chapter one of Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, the primary focus of that chapter is on the process of caring, that we care and we leave the results to God. We trust God for the outcome. When we do that, both the Stephen Minister and the care receiver benefit. If we don't accept that that is the best way to proceed, then there will be problems, and the care receiver will not benefit, neither will the Stephen Minister. As Stephen Ministers, you will be caring for people's emotional and spiritual needs, and God works through your caring to provide the cure. So that's where he comes in. That's where we come in, and that's where he steps in. And that cure that he provides is in his time and in his way. Not our timetable and not in the way we would proceed. And that's a good thing. So this is really a very freeing situation for the Stephen Minister, because it removes the burden of resolving the care receiver situation. It's not up to us. It's up to God to fix that problem. And that's a really, really good thing. Can you imagine what it would be like to have the responsibility to fix the problems of the people that we come alongside when they're going in a crisis, they're in a crisis in their life, they're going through something so major that it is well beyond anything we could possibly imagine helping them to resolve. So what we do instead is concentrate on using the skills and providing the care that we are learning now and trust in God to provide healing, or rather fix the problem. But it's truly almost always a healing situation. In 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6, the Apostle Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave growth. It can be a challenge, there's no doubt about it, to set aside the urge to fix the problem. We all tend to fall into that situation at times. But pushing for results in ministry does not work. Pushing for results in ministry does not work. In fact, the opposite can happen. So the caution again is, do not try to be the cure giver. because that's God's role. All we are responsible for is to learn how to be effective Christian caregivers, and that is enough. Now, there is an exercise that's done now for those who are in class, and we did it in pairs, and it's just kind of illustrates on a personal level what can happen when we try to fix the problem of another person. So the instructions to the class were pretty much to split up in pairs, and each person think of a time in their life when they tried to be the caregiver rather than the caregiver for someone, anyone, any situation. And we've all done it. We've all done it. If we really think about it, we've probably done it more than once, even if it didn't succeed. And so most people can come up with a good example. Each person gets the chance to describe what happened, how they felt about it, and how it might have been different if they had actually let God be God and be the caregiver. And so then afterwards we talked about what could be learned about letting God cure and you care. It's a pretty revealing discussion when you actually see an example in front of you that you're very familiar with. Okay, let's move on. Now we're going to talk about the second point on our list here of topics to cover today, God's constant presence. Very important again to realize that God is always present in caring ministry. And that's a really reassuring thing. That means we're never alone and He's always there to help and to guide us. If we look at Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, Chapter 2, it covers this topic quite well. One point is that God is the caregiver. Well, that's an essential point to our caring that we have to remember. Another way He works through our caring is by providing constant presence. That's what we're on to now. We talked about Him being the caregiver. Now we're talking about His constant presence. So if you look at Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, Chapter 2, you'll recall some of this discussion. Stephen ministers may kind of wonder, how do I handle caring for others alone? But that's the first mistake, because we're never alone. This ministry cannot be done alone. God is always with us in our caregiving at all times. And by the way, just an aside, you will always have the support of your Stephen leader and pastor, in addition to your other fellow Stephen ministers. And we'll talk later about how that works. Jesus said to His disciples, "Surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age," taken from Matthew 28:20b. That includes in our caregiving. Jesus guides us, strengthens us, gives us courage, and works through us to provide hope and healing. If you look at pages 23 to 27 in Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, and I would ask you to take a look now at those pages just as a refresher, you'll note how they talk in those passages. They talk about ways to cultivate greater awareness of God's presence. So the class is given time, 2-3 minutes, to go through those pages again, and I suggest you might want to do the same. Now, let's go back to the outline. We're on page 67 in your presentation outline. And take a look now. Flip over the page, because that first focus note is on the exercise that was done in class. Page 68, focus note 2. Three ways of recognizing God's presence. Let's take a look at those three ways that are listed in the book. Three ways of recognizing God's presence would include, first, through prayer, and then through a heightened consciousness or awareness of God's presence, and by verbalizing God's presence. So we had a little discussion on those three ways in class. Now, what we want to do is move into the area of tools of your trade, their use and abuse. That topic was covered in Christian Caregiving, Chapter 5. The chapter talked about how to use distinctively Christian tools. And it's important that we understand a little bit about this area. And by the way, this topic we're on right now, the tools that we use in Christian caregiving, was picked up right after break. There was a break that we just had. Okay, so this chapter talks about how to use those Christian tools. The first point that I need to make is that we should never feel reluctant to use those tools because they are God-given. For example, a couple tools that come to mind would be prayer and scripture. These tools offer a uniquely Christian dimension to our care, and they help us connect with Christ's healing love. Other types of care, while they may be beneficial, they cannot do this because they don't have Christ at their center. Second, do not introduce these resources into a relationship hastily or carelessly. Be very careful, very cautious of when and how you use these different tools. Rather, use compassion and sensitivity. Very, very important as to how effective using those tools will be. That really just means treat people with respect and respond to their current needs. Not needs you may think that they may have to address at some point, but their current needs. These resources are worth the effort. And really, when you use them appropriately, they help people accept God's presence and healing. So prayer, scripture, another one would be forgiveness. And we'll talk more about that later as well. So questions on the tools of your trade. Focus note 4. Okay, if you look at your book, page 69, there are questions listed on the tools that we use. And I would just suggest that you look, follow along those questions, look at the excerpts in the book that we're covering now in this class, and try to relate and answer those questions on your own. They're pretty straightforward. We did that exercise in class. Also, there is one or two pages here I wanted to bring to your attention because there are some pitfalls potentially that can happen along the way. And the book on pages 38 to 42 talk about those pitfalls. Things like one-way discussions and pressuring and religious cliches and know-it-all attitude. They're just a few pages there, but I would suggest you take a look at them again and refresh your memory because they make some very strong points that are very necessary for us to be aware of so we don't fall into a very likely pitfall in any of those areas as we're trying to do the best we can with the tools we have. Okay, now we're up to a very important topic. The topic and the tool that we use is prayer. This is Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life in Chapter 6. Now, what we did in the class is that we split up in pairs again and decide who would take, what role. There's an A and a B. And we were practicing praying with each other, or for each other, I should say. The person A would say a prayer for person B out loud. That would be the first step in this exercise. And then B would do the same for person A. And just taking a couple minutes to really go through and do this. Then we didn't discuss anything at that point about the experience of the exercise. Rather, the next step was to have each person go back and do this again, but with a different preparation. One person shares with the other partner two worries and two joys in their life right now. and the other person does the same. And then each person would say a prayer for the other person again, but based on the new information that they now have at hand. After that exercise was completed, we had a group discussion. And really the question was just posed, you know, what are your thoughts and feelings about what we just did? What's your takeaway from the discussion? See, before you share Christian tools, it's really important to take the time to listen and understand your care receiver's current needs. It also makes it so much easier to pray with that person. But it's only after you listen and empathize when you can pray in a meaningful way, in a way that will best meet your care receiver's needs. And that's really, it makes it easier to pray, but it also makes it much more beneficial. So this was an exercise, and we'll talk more about prayer later, but this was an exercise that hopefully would be helpful in your everyday life as well as in your caregiving relationships. When it comes time to pray, try to get the greatest benefit for your care receiver. Now we're going to move on to one of the last topics. We're going to talk about servanthood versus servitude. They're not the same thing by any stretch, and it's really, really important to understand the distinction between the two. Come right down to it. There's a huge difference between the two. Remember, we talked about Jesus' act of servanthood when he washed the feet of his disciples. That was servanthood. There was nothing, no way that it was servitude in any way. It was servanthood. It kind of suggests you what some of the differences are. But in Christian caregiving, a way of life, this topic is covered in chapter 4. We did an exercise, and I, you know, you might want to think about, just think through this exercise yourself, but we asked each person in the class to think of a time when you did a task to help someone out or to show someone that you just cared about them. It should be something that you really didn't have time to do, and you weren't fond of doing it, but you did it because you cared about that person. You wanted to show that care. And so in the pairs that we had, each partner would express that time, you know, that situation to their other partner, and so they both had an opportunity to do that. And we asked each of the people participating to tell their partner how you felt doing it before, during, and after you did this particular caring act. Now, after both parties had the chance to do this, we looked at these situations that were discussed in the light of servanthood and servitude. I'm going to direct you now to Focus Note 5 in your Stephen Ministry Training Manual. It's on page 70, Descriptions of Servanthood and Servitude. I ask you to read through those descriptions. In Focus Note 6, there's some questions, and I would ask you to read through the questions. Even though you don't have the benefit of perhaps doing this with a partner, you should be able to benefit from just thinking through your answers to those questions on your own. Okay, so we came through a number of very important topics today. And again, it's the first part of Christian caregiving, distinctively Christian caregiving. And I hope that the topics have really resonated with you because they are really important to understand when you're a Stephen minister. In your book, I mentioned after every module, there's a section on the Caregiver's Compass Review. We don't always do that necessarily, but it would be something to look at on your own and kind of think about today's lesson and how it enhanced the areas that are shown in that caregiver's compass, like the Stephen minister needs to be compassionate, full of faith, skilled, and trustworthy. And certainly there's at least two or three of those qualities that the discussions today would definitely focus on and enhance. So once again, we can tie our studies back to that pivotal concept in Stephen Ministry of that caregiver's compass, with Christ at the center always. And by the way, when you do that, if you do that on your own, that square is made that way so you can write down some notes after each quality, characteristic of a Stephen minister. And so you'll have that information and it'll be fresh in your mind. Okay, looking ahead. Well, you already know where we're headed. The next class will be using the same book, Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life. We'll be going through part two. And we'll have several different topics to cover as we do that. One being reaching spiritual depths, as I mentioned earlier. And we're going to really get into building a prayer, which will be helpful, and using the Bible, using Scripture. One thing we will do is I will ask you, please, to start a new book. You're going to be reading a new book. And that is Speaking Truth in Love, How to Be an Assertive Christian. That's one of the books that you have now in your kit. So I'll ask you to read. This week's reading assignment would be in the introduction through chapter 3. The introduction through chapter 3. Speaking Truth in Love, How to Be an Assertive Christian. I would want to point out one thing again. There is no pre-class reading in your Stephen Minister training manual for this next class either. You go right into the presentation outline for part two on page 73. That's what we'll be doing. So you have part of a book to read in preparation for a later module. But we'll be on Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life one more time next week. Thank you very, very much for your attention. And now I'd like to leave us and close this session with a blessing. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23-24. A very favorite blessing of the Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hauck. God bless you. Looking forward to our next class.